The government rested its case today against Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, who was accused of lying about gifts on his financial disclosure forms. Now it's the defense attorney's turn to make their case to jurors. They started today with an impressive character witness and began poking holes in the prosecution's case. APRN's Libby Casey is covering the Stevens trial and joins us from Washington. Hi, Libby.
Good evening, Lori.
Libby, did the defense try to make a big start with their first witness?
Yes. They called Senator Daniel Inouye of Hawaii. He and Stevens have a 40-year friendship despite belonging to different political parties, and they're also bonded by their experience as veterans of World War II. Inouye said they're so close, Stevens' daughter calls him Uncle Dan. He said Stevens' word is good enough to take to the bank and said his reputation for truth and integrity is absolute. A prosecutor did ask him about the Senate financial forms, the ones that Stevens is accused of misreporting on, and pointed out that Inouye signs his forms himself by hand, trying to emphasize the importance of this paperwork, but Inouye wouldn't be led off his purpose to show he believes Stevens to be honest and trustworthy.
Well, how important do you think character witnesses will be to the defense?
Very important. They went to call 10 people. The judge will probably limit that number because it gets redundant. But on the list for tomorrow is former Secretary of State Colin Powell.
And Libby, how did the defense start chipping away at the case against Stevens today?
Well, they tackled one of the disputed gifts, a sled dog given to Stevens in 2003 by a friend. Three Alaskans testified about this dog today, two mushers, Dean Osmar of Clam Gulch, who raised the dog, and David Monson of Fairbanks, husband of the late Susan Butcher. Monson and Butcher ended up with the dog when Stevens realized it wasn't cut out for Washington city life, and in fact, Stevens paid them to take it. Well, prosecutors say the dog was bought at a charity auction for $1,000 as a gift for Stevens. He did claim it on his financial form that said it was worth only a quarter of that price. However, today its breeder says the dog was a runt and probably not cut out for mushing and was really only worth $50 to $100. And the courtroom seemed to think it was a big novelty to hear about Alaskan sled dogs and hear from the mushers and Alaskan singer Hobo Jim, who gave the dog to the charity auction. And there were a lot more smiles from Senator Stevens today, who was laughing at some of the things the witnesses said and reacting instead of just sort of sitting stony-faced. One detail the prosecutors pointed out yesterday, though, was that while Stevens was filling out his financial form, he wrote emails to the friend who gave him the dog and said, look, I can't really say on these forms, a friend gave this to me. Why don't we say it's a gift from the nonprofit charity that hosted the auction, the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association? Well, prosecutors made a big deal out of that yesterday.
The prosecution has rested its case today, but they suffered a major setback last night. How is that shaking out?
Yeah, Judge Emmett Sullivan accused prosecutors of lying about evidence yesterday and said two matters will have to be struck from the record, a vehicle swap between Stevens and Veeco CEO Bill Allen, and Veeco paperwork itemizing the hours two employees spent working on Stevens Girdwood home renovation. The jury knew nothing about all of this until today. These intense legal conversations happen when the jury's not in the courtroom. But this afternoon, the judge clued them in. He read them a statement saying that the government had an obligation to provide information to the defense and did not do so. As a result, some of the evidence is out.
How did the prosecution react to that?
They asked to call one last witness today, Veeco employee Dave Anderson, who's also the nephew of Bill Allen. His timesheets are out as evidence, so they called him to go through, in his own words, how much time he spent working on Stevens' house, and he testified that starting in the summer of 2000, he was there most weeks, 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. He went step by step through the renovation process and said while contractors were hired on the books by Stevens for some projects, Anderson and his fellow Veeco workers were there doing everything from supervising to pounding nails. And he talked about buying things for the house with Veeco purchase orders and making things at the Veeco shop.
Libby, now that the prosecution has rested its case, do you have a sense of how well it all came together?
You know, yes, but of course we have to wait and see how much the defense manages to chip away at it. Prosecutors kept beating the drum of Stevens knew about gifts, he never paid for them, end of story. And yesterday they showed lots of emails and letters, which were really interesting because Stevens and his lawyers say his wife was in charge of the house, what they called the teepee. But in the emails, Stevens is regularly hearing from friends about the progress of the renovation. He forwards the emails to his wife. And while she might make decisions about the floor type or the paint color, Stevens does appear to be in the loop. And in the emails, he comments about what a great job some of the workers are doing, VECO workers. Prosecutors say that shows his awareness that VECO's handprint was all over the renovation.
All right. Thanks, Libby, for that update.
Thank you, Lori.
APRN's Washington correspondent, Libby Casey, is covering the Stevens trial.